Site is being launched today, providing information about the charity sector. Goodcharity.ie is one part of the effort to repair the damaged reputation of charities here following revelations earlier this year. Ivan Cooper of The Wheel, which represents many charities, is here. Good morning, Ivan.
Morning, Fran.
We've heard following, I suppose, the Central Remedial Clinic and Rehab are the two that come to mind, many stories of a severe drop in donations. Has that situation recovered at all?
Yeah, the evidence suggests that for many fundraising charities, there was collateral damage in relation to the public's willingness to donate. So many charities have reported a fall of 10% in their fundraised income this year. But there is anecdotal evidence to suggest that charities that are working hard at maintaining good relationships with their donors, telling the stories about what they're doing with the funds they raise, have managed to stave off those reductions and have held on to the fundraising income. So the learning is from those charities that if charities make an effort to maintain strong connections with their donors, tell the stories, demonstrate the impact and the importance of their work, the public are willing to continue giving and supporting them in that work.
Because the public were quite surprised by what they learned, weren't they?
Yes, and one of the reasons we're here today, I suppose, Fran, is to try, and our website today is our attempt. We're working with DOCUS, ourselves in The Wheel, Fundraising Ireland, Total Fundraising and Whitbarn Consulting. It's a collaborative effort and it's really a contribution to increasing people's understanding of charities, the work they do and the standards we should expect of them. Because one of the lessons from the crisis was that people, understandably, really didn't have an understanding of the extent of the role played by charities in delivering public services in Ireland today.
Yes, I'm looking at the website now and there's a frequently asked questions section.
Yeah.
There's a further reading section which is quite heavy in detail, but is this somewhere where you would expect people to turn to say, am I going to give a fiver to this charity or not? Or do you think they're going to draw their own conclusions?
Well, we're hopeful that through the website that we've provided people with a set of, you know, the thorny questions that people do have in the back of their minds and perhaps that the charity sector has been avoiding for years in relation to answering. So, you know, we take it on the chin. We say, why do we need so many charities? And why do we have charities? Shouldn't the state be providing all public services? You know, why do charities pay workers? Is it true that all the money raised goes to charitable purposes?
Very few of those questions are actually answered, though, on this website.
Well, we give indications in relation to what we think the answer to those questions should be from our perspective as charities ourselves. Like, for example, in relation to whether the state should be providing services, charities step into the breach. There's not, I'd imagine, a listener out there this morning who doesn't have a mother or a father or a brother or a sister who is in some way benefiting from the services that are being provided by organisations that over the years have seen gaps in relation to what the state is providing and have stepped into the breach to
fill
that gap. Of
course, but the issue here is their confidence in donating to charities and everybody knows it's a good thing, but isn't there a reality that regulation is what's needed here in order for that there is an overseer?
No doubt about it, Fran, and that's the other great piece of news that's occurred since the beginning of the year. We now have the Charities Regulatory Authority that's in place. The board have been appointed, the Chief Executive Officer's in place, and in actual fact the website's up and running. And I'd encourage all listeners who are looking to donate to charities or to support a charity in any way to visit the two websites. It's the Charities Regulatory Authority. It's a bit of a mouthful. charitiesregulatoryauthority.ie is the charity regulator's website. And then go and visit goodcharity.ie as well.
And do you think the work of the authority will possibly change how charities are working and, importantly as well, the number of charities which are out there when there is closer scrutiny?
Yeah, we think it's a game changer entirely. And we do think it was the missing piece in relation to sustaining public trust and confidence in charities. The charity sector has been calling for a charity regulator for over 15 years. The legislation was enacted in 2009, but because the government ran out of money, it was postponed. But we're delighted we have it now. And in a nutshell, for the first time, there's going to be a publicly available, and is now actually available, register of charities on that website. Anyone can go and find out the basic details of all of Ireland's charities there. In addition, by August of next year, we'll see the first annual reports in a standardised format coming in from all of Ireland's charities. So members of the public will be able to compare charities one with the other. And also, we're expecting a new financial reporting standard for charities, so members of the public will be able to see precisely where charities are spending their money and make meaningful comparisons and evaluations about charities they'd like to support.
All right, Ivan Cooper of The Wheel, thanks for coming into us this morning.